Thousands of homes and businesses have been lost so far in the wildfires. State officials say it is hard to predict the exact final cost of the fires, of course, but they expect insurance claims alone of at least $1.7 billion. Reporter Eric Kneeler of station KPBS in San Diego has been working on the financial part of the fire story. Eric, what kind of estimates do you have about the likely full cost of this in terms of property damage?
Well, Alex, right now it's too early to tell the final costs. Things are very much in flux. They've already spent, they're estimating $500 million at sort of a low end. And there's other estimates that the final cost of the fire, when you add up all the homes lost and the money spent, could top $2 billion. Just for a little comparison, however, if you look at some other natural disasters, Hurricane Andrew, for example, in 1992, down in southern Florida, that was $25 billion in losses. About $15 billion was insured.
So this doesn't look like it's going to be that much anyway. What about the families whose homes have been damaged or destroyed? A lot of these properties are often these kind of forest areas where people have been building in the last 10 and 15 years. Are they going to be able to get insurance again if they rebuild in the same places?
Well, that's a good question. When you talk to the insurance people, they aren't saying yes or no, but in previous cases, it does become more difficult, and they've got to pay a lot more. I did speak with sort of an insurance analyst, a professor at a university who studies the insurance industry, and what he's saying is that they're going to change the boundaries of high fire risk. You think of people living up in the mountains as being fire risk, but if you remember here in suburban San Diego, we had large communities that were wiped out. Now, you don't expect usually that if you're living in the city limits of a large metropolitan area that you're going to have this high wildfire risk, but that may change in the future.
Is that because they're out in the kind of the foothills area where there is a lot of brush and stuff?
Yeah, and they're basically what's happening is, as we know, you know, sprawl in many areas, whether it's Denver or Phoenix or San Diego or Los Angeles, is spreading out into areas that haven't been built in before, and where there is lots of brush, there's lots of open space, there's places that are conducive to wildfire.
Eric, another thing that officials are talking about, and this is something that you kind of forget about, but they say right after these fires, there's often a kind of a second wave of mini disasters happen because people come around defrauding the victims of the fires. What are they saying?
That's right. Well, I spoke with a woman at the district attorney's office here in San Diego, and she was out at the community center that was just set up yesterday in Scripps Ranch, this hard-hit area, and she says they're already on the lookout. This is really a prime opportunity for bogus contractors to see if they can, you know, make promises they can't keep. One thing that people should be aware of is if people say, well, I'll come by with the materials this afternoon if you give me the money this morning, things like this. It's happened in other places, and people are prepared for it, but it's likely going to happen here as well.
Eric Kneeler with member station KPBS in San Diego. Thank you, Eric.
Thank you, Alex.